intrusa lá em Nauá, que está vivendo, e calça e sacou essa história, que ele está vivendo isso, e calça a cabeça, calgado de calça na rua, certo? E o roca me deu a rapaz, e chumbi que calça, e calça de rabuê, e deu a chumbi sacou. So that's the explanation. Because the calcum couple is not for some of the rice, it's only in Shmuz. And in addition, it's about Shmuz Chav, and so it's Mutter. The question which very also can be the Africa to the power to the Shmuz Chav, and the calcum Amo Hade, to the Amin Shepe, and the new maker out of the woman, and so on, after the Kota, a few Kabili in the high washing city, every time the Kota should call for all the Shmuz Chav, and the Kota should kill Africa, Shmuz Chav, and the Kota, to the Shlema, and the Hoche Shorte, Mishu, and you should be can only say so according to the first status of the installation. So in this having a little bit of beauty and in the truth in the Rabbanon is only on the internet of mitzvah. Which the only thing in the Kalko Dhamma and 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 so Rav Yehuda is matter of hatful of Rosh Hashem in Yisrael in the Rabbanon. And since here, is here, because even according to the, even according to the Mordechai, so, what we could say by Shabbos, it's not also in the Raisa. It's not also in the Raisa, because by Shabbos, it's not also in the Raisa, because it's not in the Raisa, even though Rav Yehuda is later, it's also in the Rabbanon. But in this case, since it's only a Nisar Rabbanon, and in addition, it's saying it's having some melee, it should be Mutar Gamre. It should be Mutar Gamre. So we could reconcile the task being even with the sheet of the Mordechai. We don't have to say that the task psak is only a little bit shite of the Muhammadis and Tetris here. It could even conform to the Shittas of Mordechai. But anyway, we have in Machlokes Rishonim, in that child, the Machlokes between the Taz, the Siman Shin Pei Zayin Yerachai, and the Avedia, the Siman Pei Zayin Yerdeye, so there is a Machlokes between Tetris and the Ramban on one hand, and the Mordechai on the other. All right, now. If you mean how hard is up to the rain, you can tell him as more of the team by toy. So he came around here and said, they just did it. So she won now, we come, we should go out to Hobbies, you know, you're ready for me. We have seen we smell, don't I have any evil, come up here, you're done. Or do me the under people, or most of the smell is the art, who take Vassal in here and come and smell the hard Google. Who were Amrino, Nochel Riftine, and the Gemara there says that that's an unusual thing to be Tkin Batoy. Here the Gemara says that this is the usual thing, Krot Tkin Batoy. Yeish Leina, Shmuel, Yochel, Livil, Bilad Mure, Shisham Isaberes, Deidre, Yitam, Avon Batoy, Shisham Isaberes, Rote Bayi Del Vidya, Lekan Yechel Batoy, because she was Misabro. So that's an unusual thing. But to be bare without becoming Mubares, that is Ripkin, that stays there. But a number of Rishonim Shnikabetzis give a different story. That in Achanam, there is Ripkin, but there is a difference. Ripkin, so that means that for people, it happens to them that they are bare sometimes that way. But for people, they cannot regulate to be bailed at all, or never they want to be bailed at all. Many, most of the time, even if they intend to be bailed at all, but they'll be made down. But what came at all, that it will happen to them. But it will happen to them unintentionally. So sometimes they might intend to be bailed, shall we bear at all, and they'll be bailed at all, and sometimes vice versa, I mean just the reverse. But Rav Kine means Rav people, it happens to them that they are bailed out. But blindly, it happens to them blindly, not a liberty. Shmuel was able to control it. Whenever he wanted to repair that toy and nobody makes it down, he was able to repair that toy. And if he wanted to be bare, weak, he tears down. So he was able to do whatever he wanted. He had the full control. And of people are able to rebel by Atoya blindly, but not to do it deliberately. Yes, Atoya, not Atoya. This is assumption. So we had all kinds of trouble. Elamat is in Lama, Mapa Lama. Okay, the consistency is in Rebeo. Lidam Shemiyati Gulitasikadaita Shito. The purpose of Shishpunim Mapa is Shimuyate, the Yidabur Mure, the Yilamape, the Yate, the Nashumatur Fuin, the Hilayma Radaim Surani, the Koshal Reading, the Tarat Mashi Chile, the Abulishni Maskadaita in Radaim Surani, the Kapil Tosama Seiter, the Yirale Kipirishamitam, the Dafkin Shabbos Kapol. The matter is Shishmin Lomo, it's a little batoy, the mice of the whole game, chasing Shishmin after the Shabbos. So what's the purpose of using Shishmin the Shabbos? And Shane Shemo Yare Shaloyat, the evil deal of Mure, the ever damn fooling, by having Dunya the tailored Lomo, the port from the Shabbos. So this kashe is also only from Friday night, not from the other nights, just like the kashe of tailored Lomo. So the kashi is only from Friday night, not from that. Right. Mose Rav Amer, Hamapis Mose B'Shabbos, Im Lasis Lepechaye, Bim Lehitzim and Lecho, Potter. So what the kashi? Bikayim Elohim Potter Umbuta Lechatzile, Bitzie Shabbos, Kashi Leman Berosa, Dain Ame Lehitzidamu. So Rashi emphasizes here that Hamapis Mose when you squeeze out the pus, so it's not only that you squeeze out pus, you squeeze out them too. Otherwise, so Jesus can ignore it. So here too, there it involves the chapur. So the Gemara says true that in the case where he squeezes out pus, so then in the pus that he squeezes out, there is a little bit of them too. But that them is certainly not a chabur. So, hosom poki de okia, hoche poki de loyotia, pota vika, yeah, hosom gabe leche poki from the acha de okia kumna boso, de imi lotzeis, hoche damsuinu poki de loyotia, de gamrel and nidra, tsaz, de psori, mafotishin mechuga, kishodamu, volum elekonus, miudeinu in mechuga u, shein muchan lotzeis kileichon. Now, I don't want to start the case listening in Alecha, because then I might keep you over time. But I just want to go over the Rashi. Chayev Shul, Nun Las Islokesh, and it's having a pencil. Nun Islokesh, and it's having a mocha, Chayev Shul, Nisaki in Pesach, the Chayev Nishum Beine, the Ashtichon Bidem Midala Chayim, the Chsi Vayivan Es Hatzela. How do you know that there is a Bidem Midala Chayim? One could say, Dinyan is only Shayach, you know, in inanimate things, you know, you build a house. Chayim, Dinyan. So he says, we find the expression of Dinyan, the Gabi Barachan. The Dinyan himself says, Vayivan is Hatzah, when he created Chavah. So Vayivan. So we see from this Rashi that the Pshat in Vayivan is Hatzah means he built out of the rib. I mean, it's not Rashi. It's not the Gemara in Shabbos. Yeah, Gemara in Shabbos looks like the cave. Elomar Avui, that's the key on the hour, first line. Elomar Avui, do you force me your abuse of Tanir? Ke chalais hayevis mishim tzivas. Ke gelis epikesis mishim beinu. Ke chidenim. Ke chidenim. Ke chidenim. Ke chidenim. Ke chidenim. אין כגדול שתקים מן אסי. תגיד אל הנשם הולכים מספרים לו מלמי שצילה הקדבור ונחרו. והביאו אין צהר אודון, שכן לקראת הים, קירן לקליס את גניסי. סגמון עשר, ודסבי הם בבעל החיים, כאן דפוס, תגיד אל הנשם הולכים מספרים. הצבע. So that means that Vayiven is to be understood in the sense of building. All right. Now, there you know any day?
So how we are supposed to understand this opinion? What is it?
The Rebbeinu built the woman out of the ribs of men. It was some edifice that the Rebbeinu Shalom built. So we see that the Gemara says that being Balachayim because Vayiven. So Vayiven, I mean, how is it translated? Not the form. It's translated
in
God formed the woman out of the ribs of man. But the form builds, it's Hayach.
Mappis Moshe still is not that opinion.
What?
This Mappis Moshe when you start with Pesach,
the formation of the woman. Yeah, that's sure. But we see there is such a thing as being Malacha.
Why is Mappis Moshe the opinion now?
All edifices are the same. Let's say, if somebody builds the Sears building, so the Empire State building, that's one edifice. And somebody builds a little shed, you know, or a little sutra, that's also building, but it's not the same. We have all kinds of building. Now, this is a very relevant Gemara. As an answer to all the Chachamim, the enlightened people who say that Torah Judaism considers the woman as being of an inferior status. So you can see how true it is. But now there is aloha of godless. A boy becomes a godless at the age of 13. A girl, everybody knows, becomes a bela, a bas mitzvah, at the age of 12. Why is it so? So the Gemara explain it. Omar Afrizde, my time with the Rebbe, Rebbe said that a bas becomes a bear at the age of 12. A ben becomes a godel at the age of 13. Why is it so? So, my time with the Rebbe, the Tziva, even at the Shema Rekin is Hatzilah, מרמיד שנוס מהקדוש ברוך הוא בינו יסייב הבישו יסייב מביש because a woman is superior to man, is more intelligent to man. So that's why a man does not possess that intelligence that a woman possesses. A girl is literally superior intelligence wise to a boy. It's not that as the Chachamim say, even some modern rabbis and even modern rabbis that the Talmud considers the women as being, you know, the lower level. I mean, between the animals and between the monkey and the man. So on the contrary, you see that the Gemara declares that the reason as to why a girl becomes bas mitzvah at the age of 12 and the boy only at the age of 13, because bino yisera nosan akadosh baruch hu b'yishol yisera. So the Rebbeinu Shalom endowed the woman with more intelligence than the man. That's what he now says. So how do we know that? So that we deduce from the pasuk תגידן אבי שם הולכים לסחילו מלמיד שנוס נחדיש בורכו בינו דיסירו בינישו יסמיש. So it seems from this Gemara The Kali then is not only understood in the sense of building, that the Rebbeinu Shalom built the woman out of the ribs of man, but the Rebbeinu Shalom endowed the ribs of Adam with superior intelligence, thus forming her into a woman. So, in other words, it's not from the Sheiresh Banoi, but from the Sheiresh Bin. You know, Banoi, that's the Sheiresh of being, of building, of understanding, comprehending, what's the Sheiresh Bin. Beis Yudnun. So, but then, it seems from this Gemara there is not from the Sheiresh Banoi, but it's from the Sheiresh, from the Sheiresh Bin. So how does the Gemara say, that Matzim is being in the Balachayim, Matzim of being in the Balachayim, because by even the Shemun King Satsila, but here by even the Gemara, it means Bino Yisayon HaSachem Yipol. He endowed the rib, the Rebbeinu Shalom, endowed man's rib with superior intelligence, thereby forming that into a woman. So it's from being apparently, grammatically, there is a common sheresh for building and for understanding. Now, you know, this clothing in Big Book, it's not mentioned in the Torah, it's not mentioned in any Gemara. I mean, how do you know these things? That the obedience of the sheresh is the no, and the of understanding the sheresh is being. Now, who said that? I mean, is it mentioned in the Gemara? It's mentioned in the Rambam, it's mentioned in the Rishayim, all right. But then in the Janach, you know, he conceived all these glories, but it's, you know, it's not halachah mishmasinai, all these glories he did not. So apparently it appears that building and understanding have the same shirash. They have the same shirash. I mean, you can say, because certainly, insofar as the deductive method of reasoning is concerned, so it's analogous to building. I mean, how do you build? You put a row of stones at the bottom and the ground, then you take another row of stones and you put it on the first row of stones, then you take a third row of stones and the fourth, so you pile up one row of stones, one row of bricks upon another row of bricks, or let's say 50 cubes. If you do it with certain blocks of wood, same thing. And how does the deductive method take place? Same way. The deductive method, same way. So that's why. So in a haname, it means both. But even a Rishonu Kinesa Tzeo, it means both. Both are implicit in the pshat of the pasuk. But even in the sense he built, and by even he endowed, the Danish one endowed men's ribs with superior wisdom, because wisdom, he operates deductive reasoning certainly, and inductive reasoning also, same way. The inductive reasoning, so you pile up a number of data, this fact, that fact, and then you build the whole thing. So whether it's deductive reasoning or inductive reasoning, it conforms to the pattern of building. But I don't know whether this is true. I mean, Rabbi Yishanach says that the obedience of the Sheiresh is Bono and of understanding the Sheiresh is being. I don't know whether this is all. You know, the poem of video coming in Mahara, I mean, without becoming an appearance, you know. He can have after all the talk. But anyway, so it seems, from the Gemara in Matzniya, it appears, this what Rashi is here, that Tagudem is to be understood in the sense of building. And from the Gemara in Mide, it appears that Tagudem is to be understood in the sense of wisdom. Okay, now, if you could look up connection with Tesis, with Yeshua, who call it here, in der Schale sich schlussliche Dover auf dem Ziel. Schubela mit Zangla mit Chess, die Sondra Prahim Berlin. So, he discusses this Gemara of Rachpate and Rachpote. And he discusses the whole meaning of Yitir, Shehitro, Abor Yitzirach, Uta Shrei Yitzirach, it's a remarkable sinner in the Meshi Dover. So, that, I mean, and we should, tomorrow, we should, I know, I don't think to say, I'm doing better. But we should cover a lot of ground. In Satan is not going beyond that test.
Sat Maseches Chasuvos, side first page.
Before the Rashi explained, Rabbah's Kashi was, we say by Matis Moshe that in Hitzim and Lecho is Potter Mutea, in Hitzim and Lecho is Potter Mutea, and by Reitzman Aleicho, by Matis Musa, Rashi says, also, the Hainam Aleitzidam. In other words, when sometimes we squeeze out the pus from a make, so there is dam also. It all depends what kind of a make. Sometimes pus is not, does not come together with dam. And sometimes pus comes together with dam. So Rashi applies it to the case where the pus comes together with dam. So Mele the Kashi is, so there it's Imlehitzim and Uleicho, so it's Potter and Muter, even though he squeezes out dam. So how is it that here we it's Oser Lassis Bilas Mitzvah and Shabbos? So in the same way as over there. So the Moros Peretz is the dam of Psulim, so is pocket the loyoke, the dam of Psulim. So maybe the reason is al chabure, but the dam that comes out to get off the pus is pocket loyoke. So it does not involve the nisa of chabure. That's according to Rashi. But Teisves it seems Teisves didn't agree with Rashi that in the case, it's a question of Mitzias, in the case of Matis Murso, so pus comes out together with dam. So there only pus comes out, dam doesn't come out. So what bearing does that have upon Bilas Mitzvah where there is dam? So Teisves explains it in a strange way. With Miloki Rakshim. Now, the Gemara in Shabbos applies it according to Reb Shimon. Which Reb Shimon is the? Of Miloka Shimon Tzricha Ligufo Yispot. And as I mentioned, in the name of the time, because there the Gemara applies it according to Reb Shimon's din of Miloka Shimon Tzricha Ligufo Potter, I'll leave it there out. Rav says, "Cope to the Shabbos, Potter Avalosa. Chutz mitlat." One of the tlat is Mapis Muruso. So Rav says that this Mishneh of Mapis Muruso, the Shabbos, even though it says Potter, it means Potter Muter. Why is it Muter? It's Muter because it's Melosh and Tzchulgupa. But Melosh and Tzchulgupa, although the Rapshimen is definitely awesome, the Rabbon Melochol Apoches, but here we look in Tzaros, or the Chachomim, didn't ask. That's what he knows. So he says, if there is Shmini Shotzi, if there is Rapshimen, the Salgbay, the Rabbame, the Meisi, the Dam, Mivket Po, and the Dam, the Tzorich, the Loyepes. So the Kashi is what what kind of an equation is there between Mappis Moso and Duas Mitzvah? Mappis Moso, there is no Shaila of Chabura. The Shaila of Pesach, Makli Patish, but no Chabura. But, and here there is a Shaila of Chabura. So Rashi explained it, because by Mappis Moso there is also Dam. So again there is Chabura. So then the Gemara Teretz is, according to Rashi, true there is Dam. But that dam is Okele Gamre, is Nitket Pocket and Okele Gamre. So there is no Shaila of Chabur. But here it's Nitket Pocket, the Loy Okele Gamre. So Mele, there is Shaila. That's Chashle. But Tesis doesn't like that. Tesis assumes that Amapish Mose said there is no dam altogether. Just pass. So what's the Shaila's one bearing to the head? Or Pambilas Nitzo, the Yeshaya Habore, the answer is Rabbam assumes that the Dam Psurim is Nifket Pocket. Nifket Pocket and it's Nifket Pocket and Okal Gamma. That's what Rabbam assumes. So Dam Nifket Pocket. So why should it be Osar? So why does Shmuel say it's Osar? I mean, I'm going to be Rab. Rab Amre, Rab Shore, Shmuel Osa, Duas Mitzvah. Why is Shmuel Osa? If it's Nifket Pocket, why is it Osa? The answer is because Udam Utsorich, the Loyal Pesach. So why is it Osa? So by Duas Mitzvah there is Dam, but it's Nifket Pocket, and not Kalik Amre, so there is no Shaila of Chabur. And the Pesach is not interested in the Pesach, so there is no Melechus Binyan or Makbe Patish either. So why did Shmuel Asa Bilas Mitzvah? Because Vafilocha Osa Shmuel Kirev Shimon Dam Melocha Shem Tzachol Gupo. True, there is no, he's not interested in the Pesach. So Mele it's in law, even though he makes a Pesach, but since he's not interested in the Pesach, so it's Melocha Shinesuchel Gufo. But Melocha Shinesuchel Gufo, Rav Shimon says, is Poteach. Shimon says, is Poteach. In other words, then Tejas will ask, but Shmuel Paschans like Rav Yehuda in law, that's a Kash. But let's forget it for a moment, if she is Kash. So in Rav Shimon says Melocha Shinesuchel Gufo is Poteach. So why the Shmuel Asa? Because from the Rabbanim Melocha Shinitzchul Gufo is Asa, and even it's Mokim Mitzvah, Bilas Mitzvah is Mokim Mitzvah, but we are not Matir Melocha Shinitzchul Gufo on account of Mokim Mitzvah. But Melocha Asa Shmuel Tzvab Shinen, the Abba Melocha Shinitzchul Gufo, Melocha Polich Mimapis Murse, Dichrei Chedilheitzi Menuleicho Yisbotem. So you see, that's why Tesis has such a difficulty with explaining the Gemara. Because Tesis doesn't agree with Rashi that Mappis Moso involves its own Dam. So what's the connection between Mappis Moso, where there is no Chabure, and only Shaila of Pesach of Binyan, and Vilas Mitzvah, where there is a problem with Chabure? The answer is because Rabbanu assumed that by Dilas Mitzvah there is no problem with Chabure either, because Dam Psurim is Nifket Pocket and it's Okal Gamre. So there is no problem with Chabure in Dilas Mitzvah either. So what problem is there in Dilas Mitzvah according to Rabbanu? Binyan. The Binyan, because he makes it Pesach, even though is Lidamu Tzorich, but he makes it Pesach anyway. So maybe there is Binyan, but since he's not interested in the Pesach, so it's Melocha Shinitzchul Gufo. So still Shmuel Aser, because true Melocha Shinitzchul Gufo is Potter, but the Rabbanon is Osa. So Shmuel held that even Mokim Mitzvah Melocha Shinitzchul Gufo, Melocha Shinitzchul Gufo is Osa Mirabon. So the Kashi is, but by Mappis Moso we are Mati of Mokim Tzare, and Rabbanon assumed that there is an equation between the Tzerech of Mitzvah and the Tzerech of Tzar. Right. Afloch of Shmuel Tzav Shimon, 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 gleiche dreht sie mit dem Leichon. Potter, wie kann man die Potter und Mutter, die mit dem Zorich, mit Pesach, aber gab die Schaum, loch schon zu viel Gruppe, Potter aber los, ist die Muse Schore, mich und Zah, auch ein Name, mich und Mitzwe, aber lo mit mich, und das ist very strange. I mean, because why should there be an equation between mitzvah and tzaret? You see, the mitzvah, so ordinarily, we are not matter any shvus on account of mitzvah. It's not allowed to do a shvus in lochet rabbonim because of mitzvah. No, in regard to the shvus of hamilei nochri, which is more kal than any other shvus. So the sheet of the Balayitor is that Amiri Nochri is Mutar Machnitzer, but all the other Shemim are Chilik the Balayitor. But other Shvusim, the Machnitzer, there is no heter for Machnitzer, for Shvusim. But in Mashein Kei Tzare, so we are matir even the shvus of Melocha Shnitzer Halugufo, and the shvus of Melocha Shnitzer Halugufo is al pedim more homo than any other shvus in Shabbos. For example, there is aloche kovet abriyes is dich every is rabbon. There isn't a nisa de rabbonon that kovet abriyes is not dich. Every is rabbon is dich, but there is one exception. There is one de rabbonon that Kovid Abrius is not there. The Ramban pointed out in Perek HaMatznia. If somebody, the Gemara says the Matznia, if somebody finds a mess in the Carmelis, and it's not in Kovid Achaim, it's not Kovid Amesim, that the mess should be mutal in the Carmelis, so he's allowed to carry it. But in the Rishus Rabin, he's not allowed to carry now. So the Ramban in the Kashi, but according to the Pshinah, the Knoloch, the Shinitzel, the Gufo, is Potter. So Amit is a mess with Hebrew, is Potter. Because whenever you carry out a mess, even the Rosh Hashanah, it's a Knoloch, the Shinitzel, the Gufo. So why do the Gemara say, Namatznia, only Amit's mess become less is allowed to take him out because of Kovedah, Kovedah Priest, Kovedah Chaim, Kovedah Amazing, but Rosh Hashanah, not. According to Rav Shimon, even Rosh Hashanah, he should be out. So the Ramban says that even though Kovid appears in Deich, every Isa de Rabbanon, every, but there is one exception, Loch HaShemitzer HaLigufo. Loch HaShemitzer HaLigufo is more homo than any other Isa de Rabbanon. Why? Because the same Loch had under other circumstances would be the Reis. Let's say, in the Rabbanon like Carmelis, so it's always the Rabbanon. But carrying out a mess in Rishus HaRabim is trouble because it happens in mess, it's Melocha Hashem Tzvei Gufo. But any other object is in Melocha Draise, and even a mess could also be visualized, it should be in Melocha Tzvei Gufo. If he carries out a mess in order to be cave of the mess, so he's not interested in the mess. But suppose he carries out a mess in Rishus HaRabim because he's a doctor and he's interested in performing an autopsy on the mess. So then it's Melocha Tzvei Gufo. So then it's Yisad HaRaisa. So since the same act under other circumstances could be in Melocha and Yisad HaRaisa, so Mele Kovid Abrius is not there. So we see that the Shvus of Melocha Tzvei Gufo is Chomo than any other Shvus, and is Chomo more humble than any other drabon. Kovid Abrius is deiche every drabon, but not Melocha Shemitzchel Gufo. On the other hand, mitzvah is not deiche any shvus. According to Baito, it's deiche the shvus of Amiloi Nochi. But the shvus of the Israel is certainly not deiche of mitzvah. So how, why does all of a sudden Rabban make an equation between Tzare? And we see that even Melocha Shemitzchel Gufo is so chomore drabon that Kovid Abrius is not deiche, but Tzare is deiche. So Tzare is a greater hardship, is a greater emergency than Kovid Abrius. So how can we make a connection, an equation between Tzare and Melocha Shemitzchel Gufo? It's very strange, but let's leave it. All right. Melocha Shemitzchel Gufo, Melocha Shemitzchel Gufo, Melocha Shemitzchel Gufo, Melocha Shemitzchel Gufo, Gehege geweest met mijn lege potter, die kan ik het onmiddellijk. Kieden die niet zorgt de Pesach. Afak aan die schommeloos en schulden op potter, aber los er. In moes is schore, mischum zaar. Och een name, mischum mitzwe. Habel on de misch. Weet, atilo, wat hem is es. Atilo, schagino, mischum zaar, et vreem mischum mitzwe. Ki de pirisch van de tamli hier, is porschap, nou die is es. And then, I mean, it's so strange. And then he says, "Vei da fiusha nushim tzare." I see the miskovishim. Svori is that there is an equation between tzare and not nushim. I mean, that's not miskovishim. I mean, you see that there is such a divergence between the emergency, the urgency, and the hardship of tzare, and the hardship and the urgency of mitzvah. Mitzvah is not the urgency. Maybe according to some machine, about it or the Shvus from Yerno. But Mitzvah is not there, any Shvus of the Israel. No Shvus will won't be allowed to carry a Sefer and the Kamales because he wants to learn Torah, has to show it. So, and Tzare, the Chachom no matter, even the Shvus of the Loch Hashem Tzvino Ligubo that is so Chomo, that covered up Rias. So, why should that be considered as the Mishkovish Svar? There is an equation. And he says, hey, that you shall be no Mishum Tzare, Tvei Mishum Tzare, Ki the Pirish from Tam Liil, Porech Shapya, Yehoche Vada Gadot Sikreish, I mean, you need Rabbi Tam Liil. Oh, the teeth of the mask of a human base, the damn sword is short. In the name of the situation, in a Pesach, the sword of Emma, she also eats a damn layer, says a Pesach. The Pirish Hamid Tam, why is it the damn sword? She sort of eats a damn sword is locked upon a chest, she even, with the bush, they come to come at Am Hadura Merba, with the damn sword, was here, after Gavin Morris, she was a good before, because he's only interested, he has a negative purpose, שלא יסלח לך כאן אחרס אבל כדאי רוח יצאו לגוף אני שאל אם לא בצערי גבי מוסה הולכה גבי מיצו עושה so that's how in the time it means a distinction between מיצווה אין צער All right, so he says, they that you shall in the mission tzaret, the mission mitzvah, ki de pirish from tamri, or por shak, doch evare da habe psikrei shel in yem pesach, ilab, mission tzaret hoi osa, avo gabi gile, isto in mishre, afo gabi leke tzaret, kiven, delay, habe psikrei shel in yem pesach, kiven de efshal yitzos, dam, deloy asies pesach, I mean, that's the same thing says. We damut zorech da. Da fein a base, we damut zorech. Ba mas, we damut zorech shore. Din teina abo psikrei shuri in a Pesach. Ki zorech ima, shi yoche leitzi adam. Du lo yasi es a Pesach. Lo yasi es a Pesach. So it's not a psikrei shuri. So that's the kasha of the Gemara. True, there is a basic distinction between the urgency of Sarek and the urgency of Mokhmitzvah. But over there by Mapis Moseh, where is Mishavim? So from this tasteless, it seems. So where is Mishavim Mamesh? So from this tasteless, it seems that Mapis Moseh is not in Mishavim. That by Mapis Moseh, it was Mishavim Mamesh. Mishavim Mamesh, why? Because it's a psikreishe. So there we have to resort to the hardship of tzar. Otherwise it wouldn't be mutar. Mashinkin here where there is no psikreishe. So it's not Mishavim Mamesh. It's not Mamesh Mishavim. It's no psikreishe altogether. Because Epsher Lehetzi Dam Duloyasi Aspesa Kidmuchalil. So Kidn Abel Gabidile. Aber gab es diese Islam in Mischraf nur leke Zare. כיוון להבק זקפי שאלים עם פסח, כיוון באפשר ליצור דם ולא יעשי אז הפסח, כדמו חפליות. So the question is, so what? In other words, here there is no psikreishe. So why does Ravane ask from Mappis Mose? Mappis Mose is considered Nishab, because there's the psikreishe, or it's Mamish Nishab, whatever. So Mappis Mose, you can't apply the heter of any Nishab. You see, because we saw that there is a divergence between Teis Veshite, all over Shas, in Shabbos Dav Gimel, in Shabbos Dav Hanhei, in Shabbos Dav Kuf Gimel, in Yomed Dav Lamedalet. So there Teis Veshite is that Matis Mose is a case of Rosh and Tzimur, but not of any Yishab, because we don't even have to resort to Psikreisha, even if we say Psikreisha Liyach Veshle, is Muteha, so it's only when he's not actually Yishab. But there is Mamish Mishab, and this is how to do this question. Yeah. I mentioned it. I'm going to ask the question. I mean, why does Tesla say here that Mapis Mose is a case of situation with this way? Situation with this way is shyer when he's not Mamish Mishab. What is the situation? But here is Mamish Mishab. And Tesla in Yume says, we went over the Tesla in Yume, that Mappis Mose is Mamish Mishab, it's only Melochash and Tzorulu. So I mentioned, I mean, what the Bisalevi says, that there is a machlekes between Rashi, Tafon, Zion, and Beitze, Haimi Dote, Mato, Milo, Osa, and Milo, and Mato, Shore. So in other words, to pile up blocks of wood, one on top of the other. So to start from the bottom and go up, cannot allow it, because it's an Elzik Binyan. But to start from the top and go down, you are allowed, it's not an Elzik Binyan. So Rashi says, it's Rabbi Yudah Madab Litaime, the Paskins like the Tanner Rabbi Yudah, the Dovashim is Chave in his Osa. Rashi Inkin, according to us, the Paskin like Kapshimen, so Dovashen is Chabne is Muta, so even a matter of Milo is Muta. So Tesves is Chelik and the Rashi in the Yitzhak. Tesves says here it's not Dovashen is Chabne, here it is Chabne Mamesh. Isn't it is Chabne to put one log of wood here at the bottom, another log of wood on top of it, and third log of wood on top of it, and so on? So he's is Chabne to go through the motions of building, you know, an edifice, I mean a structure. That's what you do when you build a structure. You put one row of stone at the bottom, then another row of stone, and another row of stone of bricks, and so on. So it's Nishab Mamish. So, and then the Ran also asks, Psikreisha Amin, so two kashes. So the Bishalevi says that it seems that there is a machlokes between Rashi and Tesves, and what does it mean Nishab? So according to Tesves, Nishabim means he has to be Nishabim to do the act that constitutes an Nishabim. Even if he is not Nishabim to the Nishabim, to the Tzuras of himself, but just to the act of this. For example here, what is the Nishab? Melzek Dinyan. So it's Melzek Dinyan. He's not Nishabim when he puts one log of wood on the bottom, and then another log of wood, and the third log of wood, or eggs at the bottom, and then other eggs at the bottom, and so on. So he's not Mishabim to the result that it should look like a structure. He's not in his mind. He doesn't think in those terms. But he's Mishabim to do the act that is involved in building the structure. He goes through the motions of building the structure. He does the same thing. And he's mishaven to do it, so that's considered mishaven mamish. And according to Rashi, in order to be considered mishaven, it's not enough that he's mishaven to the tzuras of himself. He has to be mishaven to the tzuras of himself. What is the tzuras of himself? Melzek binyan, in other words, that he should make something that looks like a structure, that looks like an edifice. He's not mishaven to it. So that's the machlekes. So that's now tasteless. In Ksuve says that Matis Muse involves the Shaila of Psychreshel Lichtesley. And the Och himself says that's one of the rayas of the Och, because Psychreshel Lichtesley is Muta, because of Matis Muse. Tases in Yume, that one of Aleph, Tases in Shabbos, that Gimel, Tases in Shabbos, that I made, Tases in Shabbos, that Kuv Gimel, all these Tases says that Matis Mose is just no Hashem Tzrei Kufo. Gimel in Shabbos, that Kuvot says that the reason is why the Rab says that Matis Mose is Kota or Muta because it's no Hashem Tzrei Kufo. So Mele and the Rabbon in Yisosa, but here we look in Tzare, so it's Muta even the Rabbon. So what's the machleken between Tesis and Tzudis and Tesis and Shabbos and Tesis and Yomot? Tesis and Tzudis holds like Rashi Shita and Beise. That in order to be considered Mishrabe, you have to be Mishrabe not only to the Kula Sinisa, but you have to be Mishrabe to the Kula Sinisa. And here, too, when somebody squeezes out the pus, he is Mishrabe to squeeze out the pus. And by squeezing out the pus, so then the Pesach is gone. So he's mishabing to get. But what is the Meloch? Meloch is squeezing out us? There is no Meloch. Meloch is a binyan. And if you make it Pesach, lehachlis ulehitzi, if you make it Pesach that serves as an inlet and as an outlet, so that's binyan. He is in mishabing, does he intend to make an inlet and an outlet? Yes, he's having to squeeze out pus. Now, if he squeezes out the pus, an opening will be formed and there will be an inlet and an outlet. But he's not mishaving to that result. He's mishaving only to the pur. Have psychreshel in Pesach, kidding the epshel in Tzorazdam, below Asiyas Pesach, kidding Muchach Liyil. Now, so how does Tesis say here? Like Rashi in Beitze, or like Tesis in Beitze? Now, here too, if we say like Tesis in Beitze, that Mishabe means Mishabim means yes, Mishabim to the point, you don't have to Mishabim to the children, to the result. So Mele, so true that here he is not, it's not a situation, but he is Mitzvah Saddam, he is Mishabim to relate to the dam. So then it's like being Mishabim to put down the logs of wood, to pile up the logs of wood no matter the mile. He's not mishabim to the result that it should look like an edifice, like a structure. So that's the tzura. That's the tzura samalach. But the pura that is involved in making the structure is just to put things one on top of the other. One law breaks, another law breaks, the third law breaks, and so on. So here too, what is the, what mechanism is involved in making the Pesach? In squeezing out the dam, and he's mishaven to squeeze out the dam. So even though it's not a psikreishet, but he's mishaven to the puller that results in the meloche, so that's considered mishaven mamesh. When we say it's not a psikreishet, it's not a mishaven. If he's not mishaven to the puller that takes place, but another puller that takes place, but here is Mishabi Mamesh. So that's that point in Tesis. When Tesis says, Tesis, Abol Gabidile, Islam, Mishra, Ahadab, Lekitzar, Kim Rahabe Tzikreishu, Minim Pesach. So without recourse to Moloch Hashem Tzrich Alibuto, it should be Mutra. Because it's in Mishabi, so Kim Rahabe Tzikreishu, Gambele, Asiyas Pesach, Kim Muchach Liyot, Mishane, Hoche Poki Uloyok. Because so what's the most direct? Mishane Hoche Poki Uloyok. Because so far Dam Chapura Mer. In other words, whereas Rabbanei assumed the damsel is not the cocky, so the Tarzan with the ferrets. No, the damsel is not not the cocky. But Chaburemer, the Uadim, some male, that's why Shmuel asked the last meet. That's why Shmuel asked the last meet. The Uadim, they have a much in Shmuel. Now, if you look through the Shmubetzes there and this scene, and so you see there's a young Kamalishay, one can become confused when he goes through all the shopping there on this part. But you see that many of the Rishayim say that according to Tesis, when he explains the Gemara, Poche, Poki, Loyoki, so it doesn't mean, why does the Gemara say, the Gemara should say, so the Shinko Betze says the Kashi. So, if Poki, Loyoki, he says, Chaburene are there, so let the Gemara say, Hosom, Pok, Nidke, Poki, why all of a sudden, when the Gemara raised Abaye, when Tamsun is Nitke Poki, Ochabue, so the Gemara used it, two kinds of expressions. Either Nitke Poki, Ochabue, Nava. Here it's a different terminology altogether. Nitke Poki, but Nitke Poki is the Okea, and Nitke Poki the Loyoka. Why such a change, and why such a different, you know, nomenclature, I mean, different expressions. So, some of the Rishonim would better say that according to this case, this. So just as Rabbani assumed the damsel is nifke poki, so the Tarzan also agreed with the damsel is nifke poki. But, true, it's Mifkit Poki, so it doesn't involve an Issa of Chabura Midraise. But it's Mifkit Poki, but for Loyoka Legamper, there are two types of Mifkit Poki. There is Mifkit Poki for Tzoko Legamper. Let's say sometimes when there is pus, and there is some dam also in the pus. So then the dam is already out of the system. It's not in the blood system, the dam that comes out together with the pus is already out of the blood system of the veins and the arteries. It's in the pus. So that's okaligamre. But Amsurin is not okaligamre. Alpidin is considered nifke poki, but it's still in the blood system. But Alpidin is considered. So Mele Nidereise, he doesn't involve Chabura, but Niderabona it involves a Chabura. You see, this whole shayla of Dam Nifke Poki to Chabura Merva is not a shayla to Tzias. Tzias or Dam Nifke, why does the Mora ask? It's not a shayla to Tzias. In other words, it's not, you see, even let's say the Dam that is commingled to the pus, there it's Okali Gamre, there it's out of the blood system. It's out, it has nothing to do with the blood system. It's out of the blood system. Out of the veins and of the arteries, the dam. So, Mashiach in here, it is not out, the damsul is not out of the blood system. It's not out of the blood system. In other words, was not so. In other words, the hand and breaks. So then there is that. So that's a breaking, a tearing of part of the blood system. But the question is, since there's a natural way, so Mele Alpidin is considered Nifket Poki, and it doesn't involve a Chabur of Nitzias Vishon. It's not a Shalim Mitzias. It's not a Shalim Mitzias. The Chachamim knew very well the Mitzvahs, as well as any doctor today in there. But the Shaila is Medin. The Shaila is Medin. Of course, you see, the dam that is mixed, the dam that is mixed with the pus, that's out of the blood system. Of course, it's out of the blood system. But Gram so means because through the Bilasvitze, the Bilasvitze, also the hymen breaks. So that's like any chabur. It's a chabur. On a physical level, it's a chabur. But the question is whether Al-Pidin is considered a chabur. Al-Pidin, chabur has to be in first and shon. So in other words, it's like destroying life. So the question is, this destruction of the hymen, is that Al-Pidin considered like chabur, like a destruction of a living cell or not? It's not considered Kitiyos Nishome, you know, of the destruction of the blood cell. There's a child. So that's why, this is what the Shemim say. It's very confusing when you go, especially in general, I mean, the process is very confusing, some of the Shemim. I mean, you have to delve into it, but especially in superstitions. It's a yam, the Shinkabetis is a yam. And you can, you know, in a yam, if you try to swim in a yam, so sometimes, you know, you can get drowned too, you know. but that you see, I mean, from Shinkabetis, that they say, they ask the Kasha and Tesis, because Sova Dam Chabura Me'aba, so what do you want to say? Chabura Me'aba. Why do you say popping away up here? The answer is just as Chabames, you know, the Dam is Nifke Pocket. And what does it mean, Nifket Pocket? It doesn't mean Nifket Pocket. It doesn't involve any bleeding. Of course it involves a bleeding. When the hymen breaks, it involves bleeding, like any other woman. But whether Al-Pidin is considered as a Chabure, as he told of in first and Shome, as the destruction of the blood cell, Adam wa Nefesh. So Chabure is considered like in first and Shome, because Adam wa Nefesh. So this kind of Dam is considered, comes within the aloha of Adam and Nefesh, or it's not considered, it doesn't come within the aloha of Adam and Nefesh. So Avam assumes, since it's Nifke Pocket, so Numele, there is no Isad Rabbonon of Chabure either. But, so the Talmud says, since it's Nifke Pocket, but Loyokal Damre, because it's not like Matis Mose, according to Rashi's pshat, that when you squeeze out the pus, so it's commingled, the pus is commingled with dam. So there, the dam is out of the blood system altogether. It's out of the blood system. It doesn't involve any destruction of veins, you know. But but here it is still loyokal gamma, because it's not out of the blood system. So mele mi de rabbonon it is also, that's why Shmuel asked. All right. Mishane hoche pocket loyokal. Because of Adam chabur on that, what I did have a mitzvah Shmuel. It was Pesach Utsav. So I mean, so the Noah could have said, no, that it's the Pesach Utsav. Hello, if you might come late, you will damn with sorry, Mishamore. So, in other words, just as Ravame assumed that you damn with sorry, so he answered. Detained. Toshmuel, the Yohashim, it's a holy bufo, so the letter of Yude, Kidam Vinon, Dikeri, Kiro, Ulfere Klaatodi. So, Mimele, so how could you more ask the Kashi? From Matis Murse, because the modern Shmini Shrotzin says that Matis Murse is Potter and Mutter, because it's like Rav Shimon Lohsh and Tzrugov is Potter. So in other words, what Tesis is asking is really what Rav Chaim says in his Teretz, and the Oruch and the Rambam. In other words, David Morris says, who says that because of Rav Shimon Lohsh and Tzrugov? Rav. And Rav Paskin is like Rav Yude in Kolatekore. Doshim is Rav Nishayet. So the reason is why Mapis Moshe is Muter is because it's like Rav Shimon Lohash and Tzoriguva, because Rav, on one hand, the Paskin is like Rav Yude in Doshim is Rabbi, but the Paskin is like Rav Shimon in Lohash and Tzoriguva. But Shmuel jumps in reverse. In respect to the Russian Mishrabe, in the past, was like a Shimon. But in respect to Russian Tzul Gufo, in Dabke Paskos, like a Bude, Shmuel. The Rambam Paskos like that. He Paskos like a Bude, Russian Tzul Gufo, Yisrael, and the Russian Mishrabe is Mutter. So, he came with the Shmuel, the Russian Tzul Gufo, so like a Bude, Klam, Dinan, Kirikiro. In the Kirikolatoria, they even the Russian Mishrabe, the Shore, the Shimon, have a lot of Shuel. The loin and lochash and itzricha l'gufo. Kiyin the way, kiyin the way, have a situation, ala kashi, gimore should have asked. A little bit shmuel, gimore should have asked. That, dorshin and mischabe. The loin and lochash and itzricha l'gufo. Kiyin the way, kiyin the way, have a situation. All right, this is very complicated. Small cases. It's very complicated. And the shim kubetsa, some of these cases, is so complicated, so complicated. You get lost. Especially the path, it's always very confusing. Mary Rabat, but she just reaches Mary Rabat. It seems that certain words are missing in that part. Mary Rabat, certain words are missing because I always have a difficulty with Mary Rabat. I never should have a solution something. The name of Mary Rabat, I always have a difficulty. It seems something that words are missing there because I always have a problem. You're going through. I mean that peace from Melia. I don't know who it is. You know, who get up from. All right. Rabame, Shora Lenivo, Betril Bishab, Amole Rabonon, for the Xivex to the cell. So, how can you do it? Because also Lord of wishes like Suba. So because it can be near my Tio. Amalahu at the Sua without the one. So in other words, the only reason is why it's also wishes like Suba is because if there's no Suba, so she doesn't have security. But if she's the passes without the a security. So then it's not near Yitzhak. Avzid, Shavu Nivu Yitzchil B'Shabbos. You could have Avzid, Gukhez Vol B'Chil B'Shabbos. Avzid, Shavu Nivu Yitzchil B'Yonte. Oh, no. So B'Yonte, but Shabbos not. Only Yonte. He was Matir. Avzid, Avzidah was Matir only B'Yas Mitzvah and Yonte. But not on Shabbos. Omar Rav Papa Mishnah in Europe, That's Rav Papa. Rav Papa Mishnah Yerope. Omar, Biyonte Pshore, Bishabes Ose. No, only Biyonte. Rav Yisro, Rav Yudah was Mati. But Bishabes, it's Ose. Bishabes is Ose. Omar, Rav Papa, so we have in our lakes between Rav Papa and Rav Papa. According to Rav Papa, so only the Yontek does mitzvah is mitzvah, but the Shabbos is also. And according to Rav Papa, it's mitzvah in the Shabbos. Omale Rav Papa, Rav Papa, my diet mitzvah to talk about the Tzerer, and for now we shall learn the Tzerer, Elomiyato, Mutalasis, Mutma Biyontek. And Teyrech Shehutro, Havor Alitzerech, Hutro Name Shalalitzerech. Hutro Name Shalalitzerech. So Rav Papa said to Rav Papa, now, you say the Shabbos is also why? Because of the Malachis Chabur. It's because of the Malachis Chabur. So, why is it not that? all have already is also a Yonti culture. So the reason is why Yonti is not there, because of the work of Nikkei. Because why is Chaburos with score of Nikkei's Bishop? And Yonti is not a strip, you don't do it. But how to deal in it's not a shech to the Himalayan, it's shech to the Himalayan, so maybe. So you are matter because seeing the Moloch of the Ascension is mutter. Is mutter, which is a Shemetesh. So maybe it's mutter, really, Shalom Tzerech Hometesh, because of the Moloch of the Tzerech. That must be your reason. So, Elonato, mutter, last is mutter, mutter is burning incense. Today it became again, a current thing. It's one of the modern things, insects, you see. But it's not as out, there were many people I knew who burned insects. Then, for hundreds of years, people stopped burning insects. But today, so people again stopped burning insects. It's not a fact. And the smoke, one thing, so it came to the whole Chinese doctor. One Chinese doctor suggested that we should burn incense on my left leg and on my left arm. I tried it, and then I did it. It didn't help me, but acupuncture helped me, but this didn't help me. I couldn't stand the smell. Anyway, so I did it. But there are many people who enjoy, incense. They enjoy it. Today, when I was raised, so no one had even heard of incense. I knew of incense because of the Gemara, but otherwise, who would hear of incense when I was a teenager? Today, everybody knows of incense. That's a new thing, incense. So, Mugmea, even though Havore is Mutea and Yonte, but to burn incense is awesome. Started from that, and you don't keep the incense. For those who like incense, they have mommy here, so it's started from that, but let it be muter because of the cake. Since I've always muter with your bishop, so it should be muter with your incense too. So, according to you, that you say that Bilas Mitzvah and Shabbos is also because it involves the Chabur. And I want to be Smutea. Why? Because of Mitei. Since Mitzvah Sishome is Mutea, Litzir Shchute, so it's Mutea, the Bilas Mitzvah also. So Mugna should also be Mutea. I want to, why do we say that Mugna is Osa? Is Osa Litzir Shchute? Omalei. So Rav Pope said to Rav Pape, Olech omakho, ach ha-shayoch l'chol nefesh, dover ha-shob l'chol nefesh. So in other words, the reason as to why we can't apply the halacha of miteich l'gabi incense, because incense is not dover ha-shob l'chol nefesh. Why? It's only for me to not. In other words, incense is not important, you know. For them, it's an important thing. But for the average person who is not sophisticated, not in Phoenix, so incense is not a necessity. It's not a necessity. So, the matter of the last thing beyond the entire Shevutra, or the Sirach, Utroname Shalitzere Omalei so Rav Pope answered Olech Omakroach Asher Yeroch L'chol Nefesh Dovah Asher L'chol Nefesh. So in other words, even though the Torah is Mati Amaloch L'chol Nefesh, but only the kind of L'chol Nefesh that is important, that is generally important, that is a necessity. But something that is an extra luxury, it's not a necessity, the Torah was not matter. So that's what Rav Popa said. Omale Rav Acha Gregorov Rav Ashi Elmi Atom is Damali Tzvi Yonte Hoyu Din Shodel Chomekesh Hochaname Di Osa Lidi Shodel. So if there is a law that it has to be Shodel Chomekesh, something that is a necessity, not a luxury. Now to eat deer's meat is not, it's a luxury. Some melee. So would you say that one is not allowed to shech the deer? You only can shech and hunt the chicken, but not the deer. Well, once again, even though it's not Shavuot HaNefesh, who eats deer's meat? Only a few people. So apparently, I mean, it doesn't have to be Shavuot HaNefesh. It doesn't have to be that this particular animal that you share of food is a necessity. Food in general is a necessity. Food in general is a necessity. Every person has to eat food. Whether you eat this food or that food. So that doesn't make a difference. Some people like one food, some people like another food. So what difference does it make? Bosom in general is a necessity, chavuot ha'nefesh. But some melee, you can't distinguish between this animal and that animal. Because mashenki muvna, so the whole thing is not a necessity. Some melee, it's not muter on account of mutter. Now the Rashi. Hossein Avalecha Pachut Kon Yachat Vachat Kon Yagosa Vim Lotz Hoch Edam Psulim. You see how Rashi says Osam Kons Vyachat Vachat Kon Yagosa Vim Lotz Hoch Edam Psulim Vachat Kon Yagosa Vim Lotz Vachat Kon Yagosa Vim Lotz Vachat Kon In other words, it's still part in the Lotz is there. So is muter, ubi le shodu v'chol, avu mug merein yolem finokim. Alright. Now, let's go over the basis before I discuss the tzips pshat in the Rambam. So let's go over the basis. Pirch shehu t'chol v'tzerech. Pirch v'tzerech ha-nefesh. Hu t'chonam v'shol v'tzerech. Hu b'lubad shehu t'zerech ha-nasayim, hu t'zerech k'nimitzve b'yontech, Kahi, the Itzah's cotton, the melee, the spatele, the ulev lotzes. So in the Mishneh, in Beitze, there is a machleke between the Shama and the Sira. The Shama, I say, one is not allowed to take out the spaton and the Sarabim and Yonte in order to read the Torah. Because it's not a connection. And the Sira say, you are allowed. Maybe we'll just go over briefly there tomorrow.
Daf Yud Vei Zomud Aleph, the Mishnah.
Bishamayim him mitzim leisakot leisaluv leisrafir leisrabim ubisilum atirim. Tone tane kami le Rabbi Yitzchok barab dime. Hasheich eti las nidove biyom tefleike. Elo is kule kol, and there is no achile in an elo. So mele there is no tzerich on nefesh. So if somebody shechs meles nidove biyom tefleike, so is chay malchus. Because there is no heter of tzerich on nefesh. Omalei, the oma, so Rabbi Yitzchok barab dime said, who says like this? Domoloch mane bishamayim. The amre lo yamrin mitich shu utroi tzor yitzirech, utroname shor yitzirech. Di bisilel, so it's muta to imeitzi srateire, mishus rabim, and to take out the cotton, mishus rabim. So why, even though it's not yichon nefesh, because mitich shu utroi, לצירך נפש, הותחו שלא לצירך. So, הוכנמה מתיך שהותחו שחית לצירך. לצירך. So, לצירך הדיית, לאכילה, הותחו נמה שלא לצירך, לצירך גביה, במצווה, אופה קרובסקור. מסקיף לא רבה, נמי דבי שם בסיר בהוטלי. That the machleke between Misham Bisil, whether you are allowed to be made Israel is a rabbi, is on the question whether we say Miteir or we don't say Miteir. Maybe it's not a machleke. Yume Beir Vitzoyel is Shabbos, then Yel Vitzoyel Yom Tov Kamitzoyel. Mar Sova, Bisham I hold, Eir Vitzoyel is Shabbos, Beir Vitzoyel Yom Tov. Mar Sova, Eir Vitzoyel is Shabbos, Beir Vitzoyel Yom Tov. Why should we make it different? In other words, the Isa Ritzoye doesn't apply to Yom Tov. Even though all the Lamedes and Loches do apply to Yom Tov as to Shabbos. Except that Litzirich HaNefesh is Muta. But not Litzirich HaNefesh, so everything that is in Loche and Shabbos, in Loche and Shabbos. But Ritzoye is different. Why is this so different? Because there is a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. There is a pasuk in Yirmiyahu. It is Tziu Masom Bateichem B'Yom HaShabbos. So the pasuk emphasizes B'Yom HaShabbos. The Shabbos saying Yom Tov Leil. Of course, I mean, Inovi Rashoi L'Chadish Dovo. So now Yirmiyahu couldn't be Chadish in Halacha. But since Inovi Rashoi L'Chadish Dovo, so every Halacha we find in Yirmiyahu, So it's Hilchas Gmirlo. So that means that's one of the halachas of the Torah Shebaal Peh. Either it's mentioned in the pasuk in the Torah, or it's in the Kubur, in the Sinai. So the also Novi Vaspecha calls the Gemara says many times. So here too, since the Novi spells it out, there's a Tziu Masam Batirchem Yom HaShabbos, the Shabbos, so the Shabbos say, beyond the flesh. As a matter of fact, the Tziv says something remarkable. Something remarkable. It says, yes, Tzikashi, why did Rabbi have to mention the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu? He could have mentioned the Pasuk in the Torah. He said, so, Ayeitzi ish in Kemi b'yim ha-shvi. Yim ha-shvi is the Pasuk in Bishalach. In December, Ayeitzi ish in Kemi b'yim ha-shvi. So it's a Pasuk in the Torah. So why does Rabbi have to mention the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu? The answer is because if you would mention the Pasuk, the Pasuk in Mishalach, so then we could deduce from that Pasuk that not only it's Muter, Itzoi is Muter, that Itzoi is Muter in Kippur too. And but the truth is, I mean, even if we say Il Vitzoye, the Shabbos and Il Vitzoye Yonte, so Yonte there is no Yisoye, but in Kippur there is Yisoye. Only Rafram in Krisis said that Il Vitzoye Shabbos, the Il Vitzoye Yimakipur. But Gemara says in Krisis, how the Rafram do see. So it's not like that. So, Mele, die Jungmenschen, so haben die Menschen der Positiv, auf all jetzt in diesem Kind, die wir immer spielen, because that we could be the dike that can keep her also. But he mentions the Positiv, with the Ziel Masen, but he can be the Shabbos, so then we cannot deduce, like Raphaim, in Kippur, not in Kippur, because in Kippur is also Shabbos. Kippur is also Shabbos. So even though Yom Tov could also be called Shabbos, it's another question, because Moch has a Shabbos, all right. So this is what the Nitziv says. All right. But, there is Exeros HaKosu. In Yom Tov, there is Yitzir Masim Matichem in HaShabbos, the Shabbos in Yom Tov Lay. So it's not, the Machlek in Tim Yishan Yisir is not whether we say Mitech. Maybe everybody agrees we don't see Mitech. Even the Sirel agree that we don't see Mitech. But the reason is why the Sirel say it's Mutah to be made since the Vatel is Rabbi Yontek, because there is no Yisrael Tzoyah and Yontek. The Melachas Tzoyah is not one of the Melachas that is Osrem. Maske for Rabbi Yisrael, Elo Me'ato Lif Migeda Avonim, Elam Yimifligida Avonim Mishmanu Obi Tzoyah Shalom Yitzirah Flige. Now, here in this Gemara, there is a Machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. According to Rashi, so if we say Miteich, so we don't even need Yitzirah Hayech. Without Yitzirah Hayech, we say Miteich without Yitzirah Hayech. According to Tesis, even if we do say Miteich, but only if there is Yitzirah Hayech, but not Yitzirah Nefesh, not Yitzirah Hayech. Not a Haye. So let's say Svator. So is it a Haye? You have to read the Torah, not after Svator. Can be any safer. Learning is it a Haye? It's a Haye. In other words, Taisa says, and that should not be taken as the heter, has been shown, for playing ball and yonder. Taisa doesn't mean that. Taisa only says that those who play ball and Yontef in the Rosh Hashanah are not even in Yisrael Tzoyah. But still there is a medrash that a certain city in Eretz Yisrael was destroyed because the people played ball and Shabbos and Yontef. And the medrash doesn't mean the Yisrael Tzoyah, because it mentions Yontef also. They probably played ball in an enclosed place, you know. In a closed place, I'm sure that all those who play ball, so they're not even the Yisaritzoi. Even if they play ball and Shabbos, they're not even the Yisaritzoi, because it has mechitzes in a closed place. But why was that city destroyed? Because it's not in the hell. Even if you play ball in the house, in the courtyard, in mechitzes, it's not in the hell. It's all right for a baby who's 1 year old to play with the ball. Because so wouldn't the hole for a baby who's 1 year old, so it's not a moving hole. But for a grown up person, it's a moving hole. So when Taisa says that it's muta to play ball and young definitions of Adam, Taisa does not mean that it's muta. Taisa means, as far as the Yisrael Tzoy is concerned, there is no Yisrael Tzoy. That's also a Tzehaye. Can we say Haye? Not that there is a mitzvah to play ball. I mean, but he enjoys it. And Yontef, so it's a Tzeh Haye. So it's a Tzeh Haye. So according to Tesis, even if we say Miteich, so only when there is a Tzeh Haye. And if there is a physical enjoyment and Yontef, so that's considered Tzeh Haye. If it's spiritual Tzeh, then not every mitzvah is considered Tzeh Hayim. For example, the Kashi is, Nira Shalom is man is not Dechah Shabbos, and it's not Dechah Yom Tov either. So, but let Nira Shalom is man of be Muter on the score of Mitech. The score of Mitech. So Tzeh is not the Shalom. Say, no, Nira Shalom is man of cannot be Muter on Yom Tov, because even when we say Mitech, there has to be Tzeh Hayim. So, if there is a tzirach, a physical tzirach, a physical enjoyment, so even playing ball, so it's considered tzirach hayim because he enjoys it. And yonte, Machine came when the Tzeirach is a spiritual Tzeirach. It's a mitzvah Tzeirach. So then, Mila Bismano, like Mila Bismano is there Shabbos also. But it's considered a Tzeirach Hayim because time is of the essence. You have to do it Dafke today. You have to do it Dafke today. Machine came Mila Shaloi Bismano. So it's not the Dafke today. So Mela is not considered Tzeirach Hayim. But if there is a physical enjoyment, so then it's considered a Tzeirach Hayim as long as he enjoys it. So according to Teisves, even when we say Miteich, there has to be a Tzeirach Hayim. According to Rashi, so it doesn't require a Tzeirach Hayim, even without a Tzeirach Hayim. So we say Miteich. Now, so the question is, against, and the Mitzvah discusses it according to Rashi and the Rambam, that according to what the Mitzvah says in the Rambam, so it's not a kashya in the Rambam. The Mitzvah says in the Rambam, and there's the Chodesh Pshat in the Rambam, that according to the Rambam, Pshat, so the Aloha of Miteich applies only to two Melochas, to Tzoye and to Avon. He Tzoye because of the posse, which is Tziyu Maso, in Miteich and in Mashabos, but not as Rabbis is held that it's exerts a kosher, that the meloche of Itzoye does not apply to Yom Kippur. No, we don't pass like Rabbis. It does apply to Yom Kippur, but it's muta because of Miteich. Miteich shehutcho Itzoye itzircho nefesh, so Mele the Mitzip says we don't have to resort to the Pasuk in Yirmiyeh, we can use the Pasuk in the Torah. So Rabbi did not mention that Pasuk in the Torah because according to Rabbi it's not based upon the concept of Miteich. According to Rabbi it's special aloche that the Meloche of Itzoye doesn't apply to Yom Kippur. It only applies to Shabbos, so he couldn't have mentioned the Pasuk in Mishalach, because then it would imply that that would keep there is no Yisrael Yitzhoi either. And the Gemara says, in Genesis, Hodi Rafram, did you see it? Because Rafram said, Eru Yitzhoi in Shabbos, Vein Eru Yitzhoi in Yom Kippur, Mashiach came, according to the Rambam, he doesn't pass like Rabbi. He passes like Rabbi Yisim. So the Yisar Yitzoye applies to Yom Kippur, but on the basis of Miteich Shehutro Yitzoye Litzeirach from Nefesh, so Hutro Shalom Litzeirach. So in Mele we can use the Pasuk of Al Yitzir Yish Mitenu. We don't have to resort to the Pasuk of Yom Kippur. But then you ask, Monefshach, if you use the posik of Hayetze, Ish Minkeine, Biyein, Hashvi, some Mele, you should say it applies to Yom Kippur, that it implies that Yom Kippur also there is no Isa, because the Torah says the Yom Hashvi. So if we were to say, as Rabbi said, that the Isa Ritzoye doesn't apply to Yom Kippur, on the basis of the Pasuk of Al Yetzir Ish Minkeinu Hashvi, so then we should say it doesn't apply to Yom Kippur either. But if we say, as the Rambam says, according to Rav Yosef, the Yisar Yitzoye applies to Yom, but it's muter because of the other aloche of Miteich Shehutcho Yitzoye Yitzirech Yitzcho Shalom Yitzirech. But how is it that we don't apply it to other aloches, to Mitzvot Shomen, to Bishul, I mean Bishul, we don't see Miteich, because vis-a-vis Yitzoye we have Exeres HaKosuf, Al Yeitzi Yishmin Kimi Yimashvi, so Mumele, so the Torah emphasizes Yimashvi Al Yeitzi Yishmin Kimi, but on Yom Tev, it is Muter. Why is Yom Tev Muter? There's the Pshat in the Pasuk, because on Yom Tev, since Also, that's why the Torah says, "Vimashvi." Mashenki in Kippur, you cannot apply the concept of Mitech, because in Kippur it was not Hutal Tzerech HaNefesh. There is no HaNefesh. And in Kippur, some male and in Kippur, it's Oizosa. This is but one of the things that the Nitzil mentions in that simon. Okay. So this is the Gabi Tzoy. And the Tzif says, the Rambam mentions Miteich Ligabi Tzoy, and the Rambam mentions Miteich Ligabi Avor. He doesn't mention it Ligabi Adam Alam. So the Pichod says that the Rambam Shiti is that the whole Aloche of Miteich applies only to two Moloches, to Tzoy and Avor. Why Tzoy and Avor and Adam Moloches? Because there has to be possible. So we got the itzoy, you have the posit, we should see a mass of the Mashambas, the Mashambas, or see the heads, the posit, or the itzish, the Mashri, or whatever. So, what's the Gabba Bore? So there's the Yoshalme, the thesis in Bates and Mansions. The Yoshalme, the Gimor, the Yoshalme says that Havore is muter, near Shlaftole is muter and yonte. Near Shlaftole is like a Yosef candle. The Yosef candle. I mean, are you allowed to light a Yosef candle? I'm young. I mean, I wouldn't be matter it because it's totally a machlekes rishayim. According to the Rambam, it's muter, but according to the other rishayim, it is also because the yosef can. True, we cannot. It's not a tzerech nefesh, but if it's allowed, so it's muter only because of miteich. Miteich shehutcha avor litzerech, hutcha shaloi litzerech. But according to Tosfos, that when is there a loch of Miteich? Only when there is a Tzerech Hayeim. But if there is a physical Tzerech, so then anything that a person enjoys, so is considered a Tzerech Hayeim. But Mashenki Yotet Kendra is not no physical Tzerech. So that's Ner Shlaftole. So the Yoshalmi says that Ner Shlaftole is Muter. Why is Ner Shlaftole Muter? Because we see value each the home is for Sechem, the Yema Shabbos, the Yema Shabbos Yatamavia, Avala Atamavia beyond it. So the Asam will say that the Pshat in the Yerushalmi is that there is no Yisar Avor and Yom Tov altogether. In other words, it accords with Tradesi that Avor and Lav Yotis, because the Machlik is annoying between Rav Nosson and Tradesi. Whether the Pesuk of Yisibaru is the Chomosh V'Seichem in a Shabbos is L'Lav Yotzes or L'Chalik Yotzes. Reb Nosson says that it's L'Chalik Yotzes. L'Chalik Yotzes. In other words, to be L'Chalik, that if a person will do many Meloches in one Shabbos, he will be Chayev separate Chatois. He will be Chayev separate Chatois. So it's Lechalik Yotzes. Oh, but Rabbi Yisi says Lav Yotzes. There is no Chiyuv Misi on Avor. There is no Chiyuv Kores, and there is no Chiyuv Chatos on Avor on Shabbos. Because it's a special Lav. It doesn't, Avor is not included in the general Lav of Lusasik on Avor. But it's a special Lav like the Lav of Tchum, according to Mandoma.